Welcome to Kill Chain Briefs, a new segment from the Kill Chain podcast, where we tell stories of famous hacks, exploits, and vulnerabilities in a brief format. In 2013, one of America's largest retailers suffered a massive data breach. But before as many as 110 million customers were affected, there was a single email to a mechanical services business. From Fleet Defender Studios, I'm Kendall Bricko, and I'm here with Marcus Q.
Hello.
And today on Kill Chain, we're going to tell a brief story about how bad actors were able to infiltrate Target, one of America's largest retailers. They were able to gain access to debit and credit card information of roughly 40 million accounts and cost the company an estimated $200 million in total losses.
Let's take this back to the beginning. Before the 2013 breach, Target hired Fazio Mechanical Services, a commercial refrigeration and HVAC contractor. One day, an employee of this HVAC contractor received an email that looked normal but actually contained malware. Malware that can be deployed through clicking a link or downloading an attachment.
Yeah, it's actually a really common phishing technique.
Yeah, honestly, I think we've all received an email from our CEO or CFO asking us to help them out with something right now and click this link. But let's stop there for a second. Kendall, how is it that a third-party contractor clicking a phishing email could give these bad actors access to Target's credit card system?
This is more common than you think. By going after a smaller, third-party company who doesn't have the same cybersecurity protection as a larger corporation like Target, you can establish your implant or remote access terminal, also known as a RAT, via the third-party's credentials into the larger, more secure network. In this case, the stolen credentials of the mechanical servicing business granted the criminals access, and they were able to navigate through the network to find the information they wanted.
Target's more sensitive systems weren't isolated as well as they should have been, and the criminals began stealing information in November of 2013. Within a month of the bad actors gaining access to Target's system, the Department of Justice uncovered the scope of the breach and began investigating. Although the malware was mostly removed by December 15th, the criminals were able to steal the sensitive data of as many as 110 million customers.
The news of the breach was actually uncovered by a blogger named Brian Krebs on December 18th, which pushed Target to finally release a statement. Target did notify customers who were affected and remove the malware quickly once they understood the severity of the threat.
It's an important reminder that cybersecurity often relies on your weakest link and how third-party access and APIs can be the first link in someone else's cyber kill chain. Thank you for listening. This has been a Kill Chain Brief.